Effective weed control for next year's soybean crop starts now. A fall application of Sonic or Aphoria herbicide from Corteva Agriscience delivers broad-spectrum control of yield-robbing, broadleaf weeds like mare's tail and kochia before they establish. Plus, offers a long-lasting residual up to the time you begin your weed management program next spring. For more on controlling weeds with a fall herbicide application, visit Corteva.us or contact your local ag retailer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr down here in Kansas City at Trade Talk, a farm broadcasting gathering. And the brand new president of the National Pork Board is a voice that a lot of you will remember, and a guy who's, oh, that's what happened to David Newman. Dave, how are you doing? Former NDSU pork specialist.
Oh, well, I'm going to start by saying go Bison. So, once a bison, always a bison. But I'm doing wonderful, Mick. Thank you so much. So doing great down in South Central Missouri, farming. My family, we have a diversified livestock operation there, and still very busy in the hog business, of course. And then also still have some close academic ties by doing some teaching and research in Arkansas at Arkansas State. So a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what caused you to leave Fargo, is go to Arkansas State, and you know, the Razorbacks and all that. They're doing okay too, or how are they doing?
Yeah, things are really great. It's you know, whenever I left NDSU, was primarily because it was my wife and I took over our family's farming operation entirely about 4 years ago. So it's been a wonderful opportunity. I'm back raising our kids on the farm, and back where I grew up, all my family's there. But cherish our times in North Dakota, talk to our friends often, and try to make it back as much as we can.
Well, you've kind of percolated up to the top of the industry, the president of the National Pork Board. Is this something you sought after, or did they seek you out?
Well, some days I don't know the answer to that, but I've always been actively engaged in association work, particularly with the Pork Checkoff. And I'm just a believer that if you want to help make a change in your industry, you got to get involved. And so starting back 10 years ago, I was on the domestic marketing committee for National Pork Board, and eventually I became the chairman of that, and then was asked to run for a board position. From an officer standpoint, we're actually elected by our board, nominated and elected by our board. So it's very honored. I'm very honored to serve in this position. And we've got a lot of exciting things going on at the National Pork Board now. So it's a fun and challenging opportunity to be president and speaking on behalf of all the pork producers in America.
Important to, I guess, the big headlines, or the big push right now, is keep ASF out of North America, but especially out of the USA.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ASF would be a catastrophic blow to our industry. So thank God we don't have ASF anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. So we want to keep it that way. And some of the things we're doing at Pork Board, you know, this isn't a disease that knows one organization. We're working closely with MPPC, the USDA, the American Association of Swine Veterinarians, the Swine Health Information Center, every acronym you can think of that has anything to do with the incoming or outgoing portion of pork products or pork anything. We're working very, very closely with them. And you know, it's not just about mitigation. Of course, it is about mitigation and prevention, but also understanding the virus, understanding how the Russians have dealt with ASF for more than 12 years. You know, looking at the catastrophic loss of hogs in China over the last 24 months plus, those type of things are also opportunities for us to learn how to manage disease, learn about the behavior of ASF, and our science team at Pork Board, led by Dr. Dave Piper, and they've done a wonderful job of that. And, you know, hopefully it's all for nothing, right? Yeah. Hopefully we don't have that, but you can't plan on the, you know, you can't just wish it's not going to happen. We've got to be prepared. So the question, you know, will be is if we were to have ASF, how can we control it very rapidly? How can we get our markets reopened and eliminate the disease?
Does National Pork Board have any trying to provide resources to develop a vaccine for the other side of the globe, much less here.
Well, so currently there's no vaccine for African swine fever. So National Pork Board itself, we don't work in the vaccine development side of the business, but certainly are constantly in communication with pharmaceutical companies, veterinarians, developers, people who are looking for that. And Dr. Lisa Becton, who works for National Pork Board, is here with us today as well and can expand a little bit farther on that as well. But it's a very complicated virus. And so finding a vaccine is not as, it's not as simple as disease. If you remember going back 10 or 12 years, probably some of the first times we ever did interviews together was talking about porcine circovirus. Yep. And the dramatic loss of life we were seeing in market hogs at 250 pounds in finishers. We found a vaccine and it was instantly eliminated. Mm-hmm. And it was gone. This is not that easy. So this is a totally different nature virus. And hopefully this is something that we can learn how to live with, and we can keep it out of the United States. And, looking at the market potential as a result of ASF globally is creating some further opportunities for U.S. pork in the global marketplace.
Because we've lost 25% of the world's hogs. I mean, that's massive. And 50% of China's hogs, the biggest hog herd in the world. What kind of an impact do you see that going forward? Is it 5-year recovery, 10-year recovery? You certainly can't recover next year.
Right. Well, I think that first thing I would say is everybody has a different prediction on ASF. So how long it will take the Chinese to recover, how many hogs have actually been lost. But let's just say that 1 billion times anything is an enormous number. And so we're talking about for sure death losses in excess of 250 million hogs, which would be twice the number of pigs we produce annually in the United States. So it's a lot. And that's not just China. It's China, Singapore, Vietnam, the Philippines, right? South Korea now. So we have ASF spreading across continents, and that impact is going to have a long-term effect. I mean, nothing like this can just instantly be remedied. So unfortunately, that's the pieces with my producer hat on. That's the tough part about a market condition is the uncertainty of knowing what is happening globally and how do we prepare on that. Do we continue to expand our herd? Do we continue to add more sows? Certainly our sows are becoming more productive. So, this goes back to the class you take when you're a sophomore in college. The supply and demand curves dictate the market conditions, right? And they dictate market price. So as we have watched this fluctuation in the markets, which has been radical to watch, it's all been China, 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 right? And no matter what, here's my opinion on this. There are global pork stocks exiting the market in every major pork player in the world, and they're all heading to China. They're heading to ASF-stricken countries. So we have a tremendous amount of pork here, a safe, abundant supply of pork. No matter what, a rising tide will lift all boats, and I think we're going to see a huge pull on export demand. And the data is starting to show that that is true. I'm not saying that I'm not an ag economist, right? But the idea would be this. I don't know that you're going to see some crazy price outbreak, as a result of what we have. But we are seeing these trend lines that look to us like we're going to see a higher price pork in 2020 and beyond as a result of that demand, which is a result of ASF.
David Newman of Newman Farms in southern Iowa works with Arkansas State Extension. Yes, the same David Newman, formerly the Extension Pork Specialist at North Dakota State University.